You'll never know how pretty you can be until you try Magic Touch. Santana's First Nighter Program. From the Little Theater off Times Square. Starring Owen Soulet and Barbara Luddy with an all-star cast presented by Campana, the quality name in cosmetics. It's theater time on Broadway, where tonight a crowd of fashionable theater goers is gathering for the premiere of a new play at Broadway's famous Little Theater off Times Square. A long theater roll, there's no attraction as thrilling as an opening night. Yes, the Great White Way will be seething with excitement tonight. And here is our genial host, Mr. First Nighter.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you came along tonight. We have choice tickets and it's time to start. Here's my cab. Won't you step in? All right, driver, let's go. Up Broadway, across 42nd Street, and into Times Square, world famous theater district, flashing with spectacular electric signs and crowded with traffic. Now just ahead, there's the Little Theater off Times Square. Well, here we are.
Dang, he looks just like Senator Taft, doesn't he?
I've seen her face before. Is that Virginia Mayo there, photographed?
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your seat.
Thank you. We'll go right in. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, right in the middle of a distinguished First Night audience. Famous names and famous people are all around us. I see several movie actors, a well-known concert pianist, and hordes of who's who celebrities. But let's look at the theater program. Tonight's play is entitled Old Lady Shakespeare, a romantic drama written by Forrest Barnes. I see a notice above the cast of characters which says that Barbara Luddy is on her vacation. Her able partner, Owen Soulet, is starred this evening in the part of Ronald Ravenswood, a young actor. And his guest star this evening, playing the part of Laura Ravenswood, Old Lady Shakespeare herself, is that talented actress, Bernice Ellen. And what an all-star supporting cast, including Sammy Hill as Marion Cornwall, Herb Butterfield as Willie, Tommy Bear, and other players of equal fame. But now Frank Worth and the famous First Nighter Orchestra are concluding the overture. The curtain is about to rise. Lights are out, and here's the play.
Here you are, Laura. Nice, hot beef tea.
I don't want it.
I know you don't, but drink it anyway.
Beef tea. 35 years ago, you were sending bouquets to me over the footlights. Now you're bringing me beef tea. I'm tired of it, Willie. I don't care if you are my doctor. I won't drink another cup. Here, give it to me.
If you could just remember, darling, that you're 70 years old.
Remember? You never give me a chance to forget it. What time is it?
4:00. Expecting someone?
My nephew. Coming up to ask me a favor. Willie, I'm about to put on a delightful fight scene with America's most obnoxious juvenile.
I forbid it, Laura.
Do you?
You must realize that you're no longer young.
If you say that again, Willie, I'll hit you over the head with something. We should go home.
Drink your beef tea, Laura.
I am drinking it. Come in.
Don't shout like that.
I'm not shouting. Oh, for heaven's sake, Rollo, come in.
Hello, Laura. How's America's most beautiful actress?
Oh, cut that line. I'm as ugly as sin and you know it.
And how are you, Willie? Still hanging around?
He's the only thing that keeps me alive. He said I was going to die 15 years ago. But I'll outlive the old buzzard if it takes me all my life. Oh, sit down, Rollo, and stop bouncing about. What's this I hear about you getting married to Sheila Dale?
It's true.
Getting married, huh?
Mm-hmm.
On what?
That's what I came to see you about, darling.
Sheila Dale. Ugh. Oh, I hate these cash-and-plate actresses. Can't hear a word they say back at the third row. You don't love her, Rollo.
Of course I do.
Nonsense, nor she you. Just wants to marry the family name. Mrs. Rollo Ravenswood.
Well, it would help her career.
Help it? The name Ravenswood would make her a star. Rollo, I won't have it.
Listen, Laura, I'm not asking your permission. I'll do as I please with my own life.
What about Marion Cornwall? She's prettier than Sheila, and she's got more sense.
But I don't love Marion.
You do, too. Only you're such a fool you don't know it.
Marion's a very nice kid.
Nice. My dear boy. The Cornwalls were great actors, and Sheila Dale's father was eating peanuts in the gallery.
I can't love a girl because her grandfather was a great actor, can I?
Why can't you? To start. Now, what's the favor I'm to do for you?
Laura? I haven't had a decent show in 2 years. I'm thinking of doing Romeo and Juliet.
On my money?
Something like that.
Well, you're trying to make an angel out of me before my time, huh? And Sheila Dale is to do Juliet.
How'd you guess?
No. Not a penny will I spend to back a show for that 20th century magazine ad.
Look here, Laura, I'm half the show, you know. Besides, Sheila's a very fine girl.
She's an ambitious little schemer. Don't you contradict me, Rollo Ravenswood.
All right, all right.
Well,
I wouldn't expect you to appreciate Sheila Dale. You boil so long in your own conceit that you can't admit anyone is good except a reflection of Laura Ravenswood.
You get out of here, Rollo.
If you dare to criticize her, how would you be on the stage today? You're passe and you know it.
No, please.
You can't ask for a cup of coffee without ranting.
That's a grand exit speech. Get out! That's a fine boy, Willie. He's got spirit, the impudent puppy. Appreciate Sheila Dale. Willie, I think I'm going to stay.
Here, right here on the couch.
No, don't make a fuss. Just let me lie still. I'll be all right.
Hello? Who? Marion Cornwall. No, Miss Ravenswood can't see anyone.
Give me that phone. Hello? Tell her to come right up.
This isn't wise, Laura.
I never did a wise thing in my life, and I'm not starting now. Willie, come here.
Mm-hmm.
Sit beside me. Mm. Willie, I left the stage at the peak of my career. I was lovely then, wasn't I?
You're a dream,
Laura. You remember my last performance? New Year's Eve in 1927. 22 curtain calls. You were there.
Yes, I was there. You were radiant when you said, I leave the stage tonight.
Stepping from my niche among the stars that others may have my place. That others may inherit those glorious roles which the future is bright. Oh, Willie, what's become of that Laura Ravenswood? I wasn't cross and ugly then. I was happy. What have I lost, Willie?
Darling, you're the same underneath.
You think I'm just a bluff. You're wrong. I'm as real now as I was then.
The years change, Pete.
I'll tell you what it is. All these years, I wanted to go back to the stage. I've been starving for applause, for praise. I hate being forgotten. It hurts, Willie, to sit back and watch other women have the crown I wore. It makes me bitter. Now it's too late. I'm not the beautiful Laura Ravenswood they remember.
It isn't beauty we love, it's character.
You've loved me all this time, haven't you?
All this time, Laura.
Yeah, well, you ought to be glad you didn't marry me. I'd have made your life miserable.
Well, being your doctor hasn't been a picnic.
Come in.
Stop shouting.
Oh, stop shouting yourself.
Hello, Laura. My dear child, what are you crying about?
Oh, Laura, I'm so miserable.
Oh, I know. I know about Rollo and Sheila Dale. Oh, they're not married yet, my dear. Willie, isn't it time you were going?
Oh, hello, Willie.
Oh, don't cry on his shoulder. That's what he wants. Go on, beat it, Willie. Beat it.
You never let me have any fun, Laura.
Go on. Have you had a good cry?
All the way up in the taxi.
Good. Now we can talk sense. Listen, darling. Your grandfather was my best friend. The only man in the world who could steal a scene from me and get away with it. Now I know you're in love with Rollo. I told him so not 5 minutes ago.
Oh, you didn't?
Certainly I did. Lame young jackanape is in love with you, too. But he's under the delusion that this Sheila Dale creature can act. All the Ravenswoods are that way. The women they love must be actresses. Now, if Rollo could see you in a great part, he'd fall hook, line, and sinker.
But, Laura, I've only done this on the stage.
Just wait. I've got a brainstorm, darling. Laura Ravenswood is staging a comeback.
You? Returning to the stage?
After 21 years. I'm going to play the nurse in Romeo and Juliet. And you're going to be Juliet.
may I suggest we have a little talk with Larry Keating?
Ladies, talk about sensations in the world of beauty. Wherever you go these days, Magic Touch is getting peons of praise. The girls behind cosmetic counters are saying, quote, "My customers are so wild about Magic Touch that honestly I have a hard time keeping enough on hand," unquote. And that's pretty good proof that Magic Touch is living up to its name, bringing new magic complexion loveliness to women everywhere. But look, perhaps you don't know what Magic Touch is. Magic Touch is a new, utterly different kind of makeup. You'll never know how pretty you can be until you try it. Magic Touch is a tinted cream makeup. It comes in a wafer-thin white and gold compact with a choice of six shades. You apply Magic Touch with your fingertips. No sponge, no water, no puff. Just stroke your fingers lightly over the creamy surface of Magic Touch, then apply and blend. Magic Touch is all you need to be beautiful. Gives you a flawless-looking skin, a feminine, delicate look, the new fashionable, unmade-up look. And here's pleasant news, too. You pay only $1 for the large compact of Magic Touch. Only 39 cents for the special introductory size. Get your compact of Magic Touch tomorrow. See how faultless your complexion can look this summer. Truly, you'll never know how pretty you can be until you try Magic Touch.
Night is a hurrying down the aisle to their seats. The lights are dimmed, and here's the second act of Old Lady Shakespeare.
Oh, but Laura, do you think I can play Juliet?
Any girl who doesn't think she can play Juliet has no place in the theater. Hand me that phone.
Yes.
Operator, get me the Plaza Hotel, room 610.
Oh, Laura, I'm scared. After seeing Jane Cowell do Juliet...
You do half as well as Jane, and you'll still be tremendous.
Do you think Marlowe will like me?
No, but he'll lose interest in that papier-mâché soubrette of his. Hello? Marlowe? Do you still want me to angel that show? All right. I've decided to play the nurse. Don't tell me that's marvelous. I know it. And Marion Cornwall does Juliet. Well, take it or leave it. Oh, what do I care about Sheila Dale? Oh, make her a hairdresserette. I have my way or else. I thought you'd come to reason.
What did he say?
He's enchanted.
Oh.
Rallo, you will undoubtedly be America's most impossible Romeo. Oh, don't mention it.
Is Rallo going to play Romeo?
Yes, and he'll be magnificent.
The mask of night is on my face. Else would a maiden blush repaint my cheek.
Very pretty, Marion.
Oh.
But I hope you don't intend to play Juliet that way.
Oh, well, I didn't know you were there, Rallo. It's only half an hour till rehearsal, and I thought...
You thought you'd find out how really bad you are reading Shakespeare. Darling, you're terrible. If it weren't for the old lady...
Well, for that matter, if it weren't for Laura, you wouldn't be playing Romeo.
Strange as it may seem, I'm not grateful. She's rich as Croesus, and nothing pleases her better than to help out another Ravenswood. Only she must do it in her own way. So she insists on making you my Juliet.
You're just as spoiled as you were when we were kids and you used to pull my hair. Don't you think it's about time you stopped? We're grown up now.
Oh, not really. Well, let's rehearse. How would you like to do?
I know everything.
Oh, how quaint. Well, let's try this one. How silver sweet sound lovers' tongues by night, like softest music to attending ears.
Romeo.
My dear.
At 1 o'clock tomorrow shall I send to thee?
At the hour of night.
I will not fail. 20 years till then. I have forgot why I did call thee back.
Let me stand here till thou remember it. Honestly, Marion, you don't give me a thing. Haven't you any feeling for the part? We're supposed to be a couple of kids in love with each other.
Well, how can I have any feeling for you? You never forget the 2 minutes that you're Rallo Ravenswood, America's perpetual juvenile.
I don't be nasty.
I'd rather slap you than kiss you.
Why don't you slap me then and get it out of your system?
A very good idea. I've wanted to do that for years. Oh, Rallo, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Now I've spoiled everything.
Well, not at all. There's nothing to spoil. Do you think I don't know why old Lady Shakespeare's thrown us together? She thinks I'm going to fall in love with you. It's funny, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it? Terribly funny.
Yeah, she'd love a marriage between the Ravenswoods and the Cornwalls. Can't you see the headlines? America's favorite stage families united. Well, I'm in love with Sheila Dale, and that's that. Just because you grew up with me doesn't mean you have a mortgage on me.
What a hateful thing to say. Oh, Laura, what?
Don't tell me what she wants. I know. She wants her own way about everything.
She's trying to be kind to you.
Sure. She doesn't know the meaning of kindness.
After all, she is black in this play.
Sure, and why? To stage her own comeback. To please her own selfish vanity. Oh, why don't you wake up, Marion? She's a cantankerous old tyrant.
I hoped I'd find you here.
Hmm?
Now, what did you want to do that for?
Do what, Willie?
Send Sheila Dale up to see Laura. They've had a terrific row. Send Sheila... But I didn't.
How dare she?
Well, you can thank that beautiful vixen for a tragic finale.
What? Oh, what's happened, Willie?
Laura's heart's gone back on her. She had a spell after Miss Dale left, and she very nearly died.
Oh, how dreadful. I must go to her.
No, she's all right now. I left her sleeping.
Laura died? I can't believe it. Not Laura Ravenswood. Why, I just didn't think the theater was dying.
I'm afraid there'll be no Romeo and Juliet, Robert.
Oh, that doesn't matter. It's Laura. Why, I can't lose her. She stood by me when no one else would.
Rollo, I thought...
Oh, Marion, I was angry. I love old Lady Shakespeare. She's a tyrant and all that, but underneath there's no one quite like her. It's funny to realize how much you love a person when you think of losing her.
Well, aren't you disappointed that you'll have no play?
What do I matter? Compared to her, I'm just a ham actor. Laura's an institution.
I've had Martin call off the rehearsal. No use going on now.
Right, Willie. I'm sorry, Marion. I know how you wanted to play Juliet.
And who says she's not going to play Juliet?
Laura, I told you to stay in your room.
I've a rehearsal on. Never missed one yet.
But Laura, darling...
Don't darling me. Get up in your lines. Willie, who told you to call off this rehearsal?
I thought...
Well, you stick to the doctoring. Martin's called them again, and I've just posted my bond with equity. So we may as well get on with it. Well, what's the matter? Don't stand there staring at me. Let's begin. I want to hear the balcony scene.
Laura, you mustn't do this.
Since when does a bouncing juvenile tell me what to do? Step lively now, or I'll get myself another Romeo. Willie.
Yes, sir.
That's your quick. I want to sit down.
Yes.
While I'm resting a moment, you two go down and pick out your dressing rooms. But you stay clear of number one. That's mine. I'm the star of this show.
That's what you say, Laura.
Oh, Rollo. Sheila Dale just left for Kansas City to play stock. Gets her name in lights on the marquee.
Oh? Well, that's fine. How did she land that?
I pulled a few strings. Wanted her out of New York. I like my villains in my plays, not in my hair. Now run along, run along. And stay out of number one.
All right. Come on, Marion.
All right.
Laura, I'm going to shoot straight from the shoulder. You can't do this show. You might not live through the opening night.
I know it.
You're risking your life to make two children fall in love.
Yes. And if she plays Juliet the way I tell her, she'll be so head over heels in love by the time the curtain falls, he'll never get over it.
But this means your life, Laura.
What of it? I've done most things for myself. This once I'd like to think of them. They're two fine children, Willie, and I love them. Anyway, I want to play one more performance.
Just for one night?
Yes. I'd like to finish the way I started. Playing a one-night stand.
And the curtain comes down, the second act of tonight's play, and the little theater on Times Square. All right. Here's a summertime makeup hint for you ladies from Larry Keating.
Are you one of those women who does not like to use face powder in the summertime because it seems to cake on humid days, yet you want some kind of makeup on your skin? What's the answer? Well, there's a new answer this summer. It's Magic Touch, Campana's new tinted cream makeup. Magic Touch imparts a fresh, clean look that stays fresh, doesn't cake or become splotchy. Magic Touch doesn't leave your face feeling dry the way some makeups do, or greasy the way others do. Magic Touch is so utterly different, so delightfully new. Truly, you'll never know how pretty you can be until you try Magic Touch. Magic Touch, you know, comes in a wafer-thin compact in 6 shades. One just right for you this summer. And it's so easy to apply. You can use it anywhere, anytime, in any climate. See how flawless Magic Touch makes your skin appear. See how unmade up your makeup looks when you use Magic Touch. Once you use it, you'll agree when I say you'll never know how pretty you can be until you try Magic Touch.
Nighters are all in their seats, ready for the last act. And there goes the curtain.
Are you cold, Laura? I'll throw this blanket over you.
Well, you would fix me a dressing room in the wings. It's your fault if I'm cold. Willie, how did I do?
You were glorious, dear. The most brilliant opening night of your career.
Oh, I love it. Every minute of it. I only wish I were in the last act, too. We packed them in tonight, didn't we?
The return of Laura Ravenswood to the stage is not an event to be missed.
Willie, you said I wouldn't live to see the end of the play. I wonder if you're right. Maybe I overdid myself. Things seem to be getting further away.
I've warned you. I'm going to take you home at once.
No. I'm staying to the end. I'd rather die right here on the stage than any place I know.
The curtain's going up on the last scene.
This means I thought, boy.
Darling, Martin says they're raving about the show. Oh, you've been immense, Laura. That was the greatest performance the nurse ever given.
You don't need to tell me that. But what do they say about Marion Julia?
Oh, isn't she wonderful? Oh. She's marvelous. She's... Oh, Laura, I'm in love with her.
Have you told her so?
Yes. I'm mad about her. I always have been, but I didn't know it. You've done this, Laura. I was a pretty fool, wasn't I?
Always have been.
Hmm? Oh, great Scott.
Willie?
Yes?
When I die, put a picture of Cupid on my headstone, will you?
Miss Ravenswood.
Yes?
You remember I told you how I was stage manager for your show back in 1918?
Yes.
I thought you were wonderful then, but what a performance you gave tonight.
Oh, thanks, Harry. I appreciate that.
I guess we folks have a lot to be thankful for when God sends people like you to us. Well, I just wanted to tell you how I felt.
He wouldn't have said that if he knew what a bitter old battle axe I am off stage.
Laura, you're as soft as a chicken, and always have been, for all your bellowing.
It's funny, Willie. But tonight has given me something I've wanted to find all my life. And now that I have it, it's too late.
I don't blame you for being bitter. I think I'd be that way, too, if someone said, William Smith, you've been a doctor long enough. Now you must stop. I couldn't. And you, who have so much to give, you should have kept on. A great actress belongs to the world.
Oh, tonight has made up for everything. And Willie, Rollo makes a fine Romeo. Oh, he's a great actor. But don't you tell him that. Open the door. I want to hear him read the speech in the tomb.
Ah, dear Julia. Why art thou yet so fair? Shall I believe that unsubstantial death is amorous, and that the lean and horrid monster keeps thee here in dark to be his paramour?
Far, are you asleep?
No, I'm listening. I just closed my eyes for a moment.
Eyes, look your last. Arms, take your last embrace. And lips, oh you, the doors of breath, sealed with the lightest kiss, a dateless bargain to engrossing death. Come, bitter conduct, come, unsavory guide, thou desperate pilot, now at once run on the dashing rocks thy seasick, weary bark. Here's to my love. Oh, true of father, Harry.
die, John, God, quick. And John, with a kiss, I die.
Say, did you hear him read that speech?
What's the menace?
Laura. Laura, dear.
Oh, I guess she's pretty tired after this night.
Yes. She needs to sleep.
She's awful quiet. You don't think...
No. No. She's just fallen asleep.
God. It's good to see her again after all these years. Great girl. Old Lady Shakespeare.
Yes. Great girl.
She does look awful old, doesn't she? I'm tired. Guess she's just about through.
Who's about through?
Laura.
You tell that dumb jackass that I may look awful old, but I got more spunk in me than any one of those cream tart stars he's been scraping to for the last 10 years. Harry.
Yes, Miss Ravenwood.
Here's the last act,
over. Yeah, just about.
Tell Rollo and Laura I want to see them the minute the curtain falls.
Yes, ma'am.
Laura.
Oh, I feel so weak, Willie. I guess he was right. I've played my last part. Oh, why don't they hurry?
There's the curtain.
It's a hip, Willie. Listen to the thought. Just like old times.
Oh, Laura.
Laura, they're wild.
Yeah, they won't stop applauding. It's wonderful.
Go back. You take another call. You've earned
it. Laura, they're standing on the seat. They're calling for you.
You can't go out there. She isn't strong enough. She can't make it.
Who says I can't make it? Rollo, help me off this couch.
Laura, will you listen
Stand
to me?
Stand back, Willie. Don't you tell me I can't take a curtain call. Now, you watch this. That's the line with me, Laura. You on the other side, Marion.
Well, I give up.
Sorry, Willie. But there's nothing like good applause to put life into an actress. Let's go, children.
And the curtain comes down to the last act of a new play at the Little Theater off Times Square. This is the way Bruno Felton and the supporting cast are bowing to the audience. The play is ahead. Next week, the Little Theater off Times Square invites you to an especially entertaining new play called That Woman in Red, a gay, suspenseful story about an atomic scientist who unintentionally developed a method for selecting winning racehorses. You can bet on That Woman in Red as a winner next week. And ladies, you'll never know how pretty you can be until you try Magic Touch. And now we move out of the theater and into the street.
Let's get your white paper.
It's your cab, Mr. First Nighter.
Thank you. Good night.
Campana's First Nighter program, starring Olin Soule and Barbara Luddy, is a copyrighted radio feature. Tonight's play was pure fiction and did not refer to real people or actual events. National Flag Week is a fitting time for each of us to reflect how fortunate we are that we are Americans. The rights and privileges we as Americans enjoy should inspire us to carry out our duties as citizens to our utmost ability, to serve willingly on juries, vote intelligently, take a genuine interest in community, state, and national affairs. America will always be what we make it, you and I, by our personal interest and our service. Ladies, on hot, humid days, do you often long to give your face a quick, cooling, refreshing cleansing? All right, use Dreskin Coolies. Those dainty circular pads of soft, smooth cloth saturated with the famous skin cleanser and freshener, Dreskin. Just rub a single Coolies pad over your face and neck. See how refreshingly it whisks away dirt and stale makeup. How cool and re-enlivened your skin feels. Ask for regular Coolies if your skin is oily. Get special Coolies if your skin is dry. Only 25 cents for a generous humidor jar of Coolies, spelled C-O-O-L-I-E-S. Get a jar tomorrow.
This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.